Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, we begin Daf Mem, the 39th Daf in Shas. You can't skip Daf in. The 39th Daf in Shas. In fact, this is the first Daf, I think, since Daf Beis in Maseches Brachos that starts actually on the beginning of the Amud Amem Amud Aleph. Amar Rav. Rav says, Tul Bruch, Tul Bruch. If someone says, take for a brach, Rashi explains, that means take this prusas habracha, take this piece of challah that I've made a bracha on, even if the individual did not eat between his bracha and his statement, a tol brach, eina tzarech levarech, it's not considered a hefsek. Rashi explains that this sicha is called sicha l'tzarech habracha, and therefore doesn't qualify as a hefsek. Havei melach, havei liftan, if he says bring salt or bring turnips, so then in such a case, tzarech levarech, then he would need to make a new bracha. Why? Because it's not directly related to the bracha itself. When it comes to take this piece of bread that we made the bracha on, that's directly related to the bracha. Here he wants to add a little bit. That's not enough of a tzarech bracha. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Eviu Melech Aviu Eviu Left On Nami Ein Tzarech Levarech. Gvul Turi, Gavul Turi, mix bran for the shur, tuff, and shin is interchangeable, so be l'shori. Mix bran for the ox, tzarech levarech. That is not related, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, to the eating of the bread, and therefore he needs to make a bracha. For Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes is a fascinating chiddush. Afilu gavul l'turi nami ein tzarech levarech, it's still not a hefsek. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it's germane for your eating. Why is your animal eating germane for your eating? That's connected to the bracha, not considered a hefsek. Also le'adam she'yachal, kodem she'yichal ma'achal le'behemto. Because it's prohibited for a person to eat before he gives his animals to eat. Shenema v'nasati esav besadcha le'behemtecha v'hadar v'yachalta v'savata. First, the Torah says that you shall give the grass of your ground to your animals, and then the pasuk says v'chata v'savata, and that according to the Gemara over here, as well as the Gemara in Gittin, that is a requirement and not just a description. Amar Rava bar Shmuel b'shum Rabbi Chiya, ein abotzei rasha l'ftzoa ad yivi melech oliftan b'fnei kol echad ve'echad. The one who is breaking the bread and making the bracha v'amotzi is not supposed to make the bracha and break the bread. We had a discussion earlier whether you break the bread first and then at the moment of the bracha, or you wait till the bracha is entirely completed. Either way, you're not supposed to do that action of bitzua until the salt is in front of you. It continues, Amar Rava bar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya, ein aboitzei rasha l'ftzoya ad sheyaviu melech oilifson l'fnei kol echad ve'echad. He's not allowed to make a bracha until, and break bread, until there's salt and turnips in front of everybody. Here, Rashi does not give us an explanation. Best place to go is actually the Mishnah Berurah. In Simin Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifkaton Chafei Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha, that's based on the above. And that is, that v'lechatchila, one is not supposed to have a hefsek between the making of the bracha of hamotzi and the salt. Therefore, one should have the salt in front of him, and you should not make a bracha until the salt is in front of him. The Mishnah Berurah adds, if it's a very large meal, so then you need salt in front of every person. If it's a smaller family meal, so then in such a case, you don't need salt in front of every person. But if it's a very large meal, so then in such a case, you will need salt in front of everyone. Mark continues, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Ikla Levei Reish Kalusa, Rabbi Shmuel went to the house of Reish Kalusa, Apik Le Rifta, they brought out for him bread, Ubatza Lehedya, and he immediately made the bracha of Amotzi, it was Botzea, he broke bread, and he didn't wait for salt. Amru Le, Hador Mami Shmaite, they asked Rabbi Bar Shmuel, were you chozer from your position that we had said above, Ein Abatzea Rashad of Sohachi Aviu Melach Olifson? Amalahu, less than sarich b'shash. This does not need because it's b'shash. It doesn't, it's less din tzarech b'shash. There's no need over here to hold back. Rashi explains that the word b'shash means kemo boshesh richbo in regards to the chariot of Sisera, it was held back. Ikuv means to elect. There's nothing that holds it back. What's there nothing that holds back that you don't need to wait for salt? So Rashi explains that this was a pasnikia. This was a bread that was very, very clean. And the reason for salt is if you have a pas that's not clean, the salt helps it out. Be'ezer Hashem, in our halacha topic today, we will discuss the scope of the requirement of the use of salt when making amotz. Gemara continues. V'amar Rav Bar Shmuel Mishmei to Rav Yechia. Rav the son of Shmuel said the name of Rav Yechia. Achar kol achilas cha achal melach. After all of your eatings, eat salt. V'achar kol shchias cha shesei mayim. And after all of your drinkings, drink water. V'iyata nizak. And if you follow this regimen, then you won't be damaged. Tanya nami hachi. Achar kol achilas cha achal melach. V'achar kol shchias cha shesei mayim. V'iyata nizak. Tanya. Idach, we learned in another braisa, achol komacha v'lo achol melach. If he ate food and he didn't combine it with salt, shasa komacha v'lo shasa mayim, b'yom yidayek min reach hapeh, during the day, be concerned about bad breath, u'b'layla yidag min pnei asachra, and in the evening, be concerned about bowel indigestion. See, so in the Gemara, that water will help clean out the bowels, and the salt helps the reyach hapeh. Tan Rabbanan hamekapeh achiloso b'mayim eina bolide choyli me'ayim. If he douses his food in water, in a moment we'll explain what that means, then he will not come to bowel problems. Rashi explains it means that he drinks so much water, so then, in such a case, the food is rolling in the water. From what I understand, my wife is a nutritionist, that this is true, that if a person does not drink water, then they run the risk of becoming constipated. V'kam amar Rav Chisda kitan lapas. Rav Chisda said the ratio is a pitcher to bread. Amar Rav Mari, Amar Rav Yochanan, rogo ba'adoshim achas l'shloshim yom. If a person makes himself accustomed to eating lentils within 30 days, mone asach misoch beso, that's the way to remove the disease of asachra, which is a disease of the bowels, from his house. Aval, kol yom alo, but he shouldn't eat lentils every day. Mai taima, bishum dekasha l'chusha deliva, because eating the lentils can cause weakness to the heart. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashem Arav, arogo b'gdogin k'tanim, ein abali de chole me'ayim. Someone who's used to eating small fish will not come to bowel sickness. V'lo od, el shtagin katanim mefarin umarbin umavrin kol gufo shel adam. Literally, the Gemara means that the fish tend to multiply, and therefore it makes the body healthy. I'm not a doctor nor a son of a doctor, but many of these things in the Gemara seem to resonate with ideas that are discussed in science today. The Gemara continues on the first medium-sized line. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina harago b'kitzeach eina ba lidei keilev. Kitzeach Rashi quotes an old French as nyla. The Laze Rashi says that it's some type of tzemach, some type of vegetation. So then that vegetation removes the pain of the heart. Misive Rav Shimon Gamliel amar kitzeach echa mishishim simanei amavesu. Didn't Rav Shimon Gamliel say Ketzach is the opposite? It's 1/60th of death. Vayoshel in Mizrach, and someone who sleeps towards the east, Grono Domo Berosho. Someone who sleeps on the east side of his silo, his blood is on his head. Shannon Stein Gemara does a good job in explaining this line, and that is that the western wind coming in Israel, which has the moisture of the sea, passes through the silo, grabs a hold of the air of the Ketzach, and causes the individual to breathe it in. And we had just gone through saying that the Ketzach is dangerous. So that's the pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel. For our purposes, the stira is over here, Ketzach seems to be dangerous. Says the Gemara, Lakasha, habarecha habetamo. If we're dealing with its reach, so then combined with the moisture of the sea, so then that is dangerous. However, the taste is a good thing. Rabbi Yirmiyah's wife baked with it and used the and attached it to the bread, but at the end of the day, she was mekalfele. Klof is an important word. She peeled it off. The Gemara continues seven lines into the medium on Mem Amud Aleph and comes back to our Mishnah that had told us Rabbi Yehuda had said that there was a special bracha for green vegetables like lettuce, and that bracha was borei minei d'shoim. Yerakos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, gets this bracha borei minei d'shoim. I'm Rabbi Zeir v'itim Rabbi Chanin bar Papa Elok Rabbi Yehuda. We do not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, all things get a borei pri adam. V'ar Rabbi Zeir v'itim Rabbi Chanin bar Papa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. But what is the rationale, Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Kra, the pasuk says Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. We should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Do we not bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the evening? That every day you should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu something akin to his blessings. You should specify the unique blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, made it, gave it sivui, and he created lettuce. But thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that unique tivui. Hence, give it a unique bracha bar minei d'shoim. V'am Rebbe Zer v'yitem Rav Chinna bar Papa bo reish lo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basa v'dam. The properties of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not like that of a person. Midas basa v'dam, kli reka machzik molei machzik. If it is an empty utensil, kama, kli reka machzik, molei ain't a machzik. But if the utensil is full, then it does not hold on to the material. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not this way. Mole machzik. Reikon ain't a machzik. Even when he's full, he's able to hold on. But if it's empty, then it doesn't. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer im shamoya tishma. Chazal here are going to darshan the double lashon. If you will listen and listen, im shamoa tishma. What does that mean? So, Chazal are understanding for those who listen and apply themselves to the Dvar Hashem, they get more of the Dvar Hashem. Vim lav lo tishma. But if you don't listen, so then you get even less. In other words, if you're a kli that's machzik, then you'll get even more Torah. If chas v'chalil you're not a kli machzik, then you won't get anything. That is the drasha that we had seen. Davar acher, another pshat, im shamoa beyoshman tishma bechadosh, that if you listen to the old things, so then you will know the new things. The Sfas Emes al Torah elaborates on the idea to be committed and to do chazara on the old things, so then you will be zocha to get new things. Then yifne levav choshuv lo tishma, but if you turn your heart away, then in such a case, you will not be successful, chas v'chalil. Let's continue on the next Mishnah, seven lines, or maybe even a little bit more, from the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. Birich al piris ha'ilam bar pri adama yatsa. What happens if you make a mistake, and on fruit, you make the bracha bar pri adama yotze, v'al peris ha'aretz bar pri eitz lo yatsa. But if you say bar pri eitz on vegetables, so then in such case you won't be yotzev. But if the bracha achron shakoni b'dvaro, then in such a case you would be yotzev. The rationale of the Mishnah is that fruits themselves are also from the ground. Hence, if you make a bar pri adama, you'll still be yotzev. Vegetables are not from the tree. Hence, the bracha of bar pri eitz is false, and therefore would not be yotzev. The Gemara continues seven lines from the bottom. Man tana dikar ilan arahu. Who holds that the reason why a borei pri adama works on fruits of the tree is because it's also part of the ground? It's assuming that the tree is considered ground. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda he that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says in a Mishnah in Bikurim the snan yave shamayim v'niktzas ha'ilan mevi ve'enakore. If you have a tree that had bikurim growing on it, and then before the bikurim are brought, the tree is cut down. Maybe ve'ena kore. The Tanakhama says it's no longer considered as if you brought it from the ground, since the tree is not attached to the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Maybe the car. Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the day, the fruit got its nourishment from the ground, and it's considered still coming from the ground. Hence, we see that a pre ha'etz is also considered a pre ha'adama, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah had said that if you make a on peros ha'aretz bore pre ha'etz yotze, says the Gemara pshita, that is pashit, because of course a pre vegetables are not from a tree. Amar Abnit Nachman Bar Yitzchak loy nitzracha el Reb Yehuda da Amar Chita min ilanhi. The Chiddush is according to Reb Yehuda, who views a wheat stalk as also a form of tree. The Sanya, where would Reb Yehuda express the Shita? The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes, Ish achal menu adam arishon. In the Agadah in Sanhedrin, it mentions that the tree in which Adam arishon had eaten from, Reb Meir amagefen hayu, it was a vine. One of the biggest traps for, or curse for a person, is wine. Yayin causes people to get drunk. The thing that had caused him to sin was a thing that he had used also to remedy himself, or that he realized that he was naked. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Isperu ale te'ena, they sewed a fig garment on themselves. For our purposes, Rav Yehuda Amar Chita Haisa, it was a wheat stalk, Shena Tinik Yodea Likros Abba Ve'ima Achiyitam Tam Dogad. Generally, a child that only begins to eat wheat knows to call his parents father and mother. Now, wait a second, the pasuk calls it the Eitz Hadas of the tree. Sa'akadayta chamina, hol vam Rabbi Yehuda chita min ilanhu, he levarech ala bar priya Eitz. If it's called a tree, maybe he would go so far as to say get a bar priya Eitz. Kamash malan, the chiddush is coming to tell you, heichi mevarchin on bar priya Eitz, heicha dechi shaklis le lepri, isi legavza. It gets a bar priya Eitz when you take away the fruit, the trunk, and the body of the tree still remains. The other mapping will still give fruit. If when you take away the fruit, like when it comes to a wheat stalk, then what remains is nothing. There is no body of the tree that remains. The other mapping that will give out new fruit. And that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that even when it comes to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, nevertheless, no vegetables, even a wheat stalk, could you be yotze with the bracha of borei pri ha'etz. The Mishnah had told us that if you make a shahakol, val kulanim omar shahakol, in all these cases, if you make a shahakol near bedvaro, in such a case, you're going to be yotze. The Gemara continues, itmar, we learned, Rav Huna amar chutz min ha'pasim min ha'yayim. The exception to this rule is bread and wine, that if you make a shakal on them, you have not been yotze the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afil pasa yayin, even on pasan yayin, if you say a shakal, you're going to be yotze. Neima ki tanoi, suggests the Gemara that this machlokis from Rav Huna Rabbi Yochanan is a machlokis tanoim. This seems to be a theme in Perakei Samavarchin on Lamites Samabez as well. We had a machlokis from Rav Huna Rabbi Yochanan that the Gemara, just a daf ago, that the Gemara also wants to suggest the Machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara keeps on testing Machlokas Amorahim as being Machlokas Tanoim, particularly Machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Neima ketanoi, re'e pas v'omar, kame no pasu, baruch hamokum shebara, yotza. He says, look at this beautiful bread, how amazing the beautiful bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created this, he's yotza. Ra te'eno shebara, Vamar kama noa teina zu baruch hamon shbar. Yotze the Remeir says you don't need the matbea habracha. You could be yotze with this expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer kol mashan matbea shetavu chachamim bebrachas al yotze dechavaso. Rabbi Yossi says you cannot change. Says the Gemara, name Rav Huna damar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yochan damar Remeir. Rav Huna, who's stickler, who says that min ha pas u min ha yayin, you can't biyotze with a shahakol. He holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that the reason why it's not going to work when he said shahakol is your mishane mimat beyashetavu chacham. Rabbi Yochan, damar kar meir, and Rabbi Yochan follows Rabbi Meir, says the Gemara, about 10 lines on the top, and mem of beis, amal lecha Ravuna, anod amri afilu the Rabbi Meir. Ravuna will say, no, I follow Rabbi Meir, who finds even the non-classic bracha to be acceptable. But ad kan lo kamar meir hasam alechad kamit kashmei de pas. But you mention that it's bread. Alechad lo kashmei de pas. But if you don't mention that it's bread, afilu Rabbi Meir mode. Then even Rabbi Meir would agree that there isn't a particular matbea that's ma'akev, but you need to mention the food that you're making a bracha on. Rabbi Yochanan amar lecha anod amri afilu Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you would be Yotze, could follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who's a stickler, who says that you can't change from Matpeh Ashatavu Chachamim. And you can't say Baruch HaMakom and be Yotze. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi asam el mishum dekama bracha zol tekinu rabbanan. Here he made up his own bracha. It wasn't instituted by the Chachamim, this Baruch HaMakom. Avol amar shahakol nivadvar tekinu rabbanan. But if he says shahakol that the rabbis had instituted, afilu Rabbi Yossi mode. Then even Rabbi Yossi would be moda that is acceptable. Mari continues, Binyamin Reya. Reya means a shepherd. Karach Rifta, he rolled bread together. Va'amar Baruch Moredai Pisa, blessed is the true master of this bread. Amar Rav Yotza. Rav says that pure Hakaras HaTov, he's Yotze with. Va'amar Rav, but didn't Rav say, Kol Baruch Hashem Baskas Hashem in a bracha? That if there's no mention of Hashem, it's not a bracha. The Amar, Baruch Rachmana, Mare Dai Pifta. He said, blessed is Rachmana. Rachmana is a euphemism for the name of Hashem, the Rachmana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, we know Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Shem Hashem that we say in Adnus, really corresponds to Rachmanas. So that would be enough. Asks the Gemara, V'abain and Shalosh Brachas. But what about the bracha achrona? My yotza de kamarav, nami, yotza de bracha rishona. No, what it means is that he's yotza first bracha, but of course he needs to make a bracha achrona. My kamashalan, what is the chidush over here? Avagav da amra belashon kol, that even though he said it in the general vernacular, in the chol vernacular, in the secular tongue of the people around him, nevertheless he yotza. But that already is a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Sota. Tanina, we learned the Mishnah of Eilun Emar Mechal Lashon, Parshat Sota, Vidui Meiser. When a person brings the Bikurim, he says Vidui if he messed up on bringing the Meiser, Kriyashma Utfilo, Birchas Hamazon. So what do we see? That even Birchas Hamazon, your Yotze, which is the Daraisa of Bracha, your Yotze Bechal Lashon. So what is a Chidush that the Gemara is bringing with the story of Binyamin Reya? Says the Gemara, Itzrach, I still need the beautiful story of Binyamin Reya. Salkadai techai mina, I would have thought, Hani mili da amra b'loshen chol. That's only if he says it in the general vernacular, keichadi tekin rabbanan b'loshen kodesh, with the same wording that the rabbis had said b'loshen kodesh. But here, he didn't say the exact translation of hamotza chamina aret. He said, the high pita, the god of this bread, but if he didn't say Lashon Kol, Chetzin Rabban Lashon Kodesh, Emelo, maybe you would say he's not Yotze. Kamash Malom, coming to make us here know that he is Yotze. Mark these three lines into the wide Mem base. Gufa, Amarav, Kol Bracha Sheim Ba'askaris Hashem, Eina Bracha. Any bracha that does not mention the name of Hashem is not considered a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Bracha Sheim Ba'malchus, Eina Bracha. Rav says that you need to mention the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan goes even further, says that you also have to say Melech Ha'olam. Amar Abaye Kavate de Rav Mistabra. It's logical, like the position of Rav. As we learned in a Braisa, Lo Avarti Mi Mitzvasecha V'lo Shachachti. In regards to Vidui Meiser, there he says, I didn't pass over. The fellow who's bringing says, I didn't pass over your mitzvah, I didn't forget. What does Lo Avarti mean? Chazal Darshan, Lo Avarti Mi Lvarechecha, I didn't pass over the bracha, V'lo Shachachti Mi Lahaz Kishim Ha'olam. And I didn't forget to mention your name. Malchus Loktani. But when it comes to Malchus, there's no mention. So what do we see? We see that the requirement is like Ravit said, the Shem Hashem. But Malchus is not necessary requisite for the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, Tani v'lo shachachti m'lahazkir shimcho malchuscha alav. Rabbi Yochanan understood, no, v'lo shachachti also includes mentioning the Malchus, and Malchus, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Ma'akev. We now begin a new Mishnah, 7 lines into the wide on Memam and Beis. Al davar shein gidula min haaretz, oimer shehakol nia bedvaroi. On something that does not grow from the ground, the bracha is a shehakol. Al achoymetz, al on vinegar, v'al ha-noivlois, the Gemara will describe noivlois, v'al ha-govoi, those refer to grasshoppers that are kosher, oimer shehakol nia bedvaroi. The bracha is a shehakol. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about the above cases of noivlois, gavoi, and choymetz. Im yesh beine, Rabbi Yehuda oimer koshu min klala, anything that's associated with a curse, Eim avarchin alav. You do not make a bracha on them. Vinegar is wine that is spoiled, therefore it's a klala. Novlos will be explained in the Gemara. And grasshoppers are a devastating thing for farmers, and therefore also constitute a klala. Hence Rabbi Yehuda says that one doesn't make a bracha on them. Not because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think grasshoppers are tasty. If there were many different types of food, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yesh Beinein Min Shiva, Alav, Hu Mevarech. If there is one of the 7 minim that the Pasuk tells the Parshas, Ekev, Eretz, Chita, Saora, etc., then the bracha goes on that. V'chacham Omer, Mevarech, Alez, Min Sheyirtze, V'chacham say that you could choose whichever one you want to make the bracha. The Gemara continues, 18 lines from the Ba'an Tanra, Baldavar Shein Gidula Min Haaretz. Things that don't grow from the ground, kigoin, basar behemoth, animal meat, chayis va'oifos, v'dogim, omer shakoni v'dvaro. Alachol v'al bitzim v'al gvina, milk, eggs, and cheese, omer shakol. Alapat she'ipsha, bread that has spoiled a little bit, v'al, v'yayin she'ikrim, wine that has also spoiled a little bit, v'al tavshul she'ovar tsuraso, and a food that has lost its Surah, its form, begun to look a little bit spoiled. Amar shahakol. In such a case, he makes a shahakol, even if that tavshil originally was a mezonos. Ala melach, in regards to salt, v'ala zomis. Zomis is a water product that comes out of salt. V'al kimin upitrius, and when it comes to mushrooms, this is not well known, mushrooms, omer shahakol, even though it grows from the ground. Says the Gemara immediately, Memedic Carmen Opitrius Logadula Karkaninu. Do we say that mushrooms are not considered those things that grow from the ground? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in Nedarim? Nun Heyomabase. Hanodami Paris Haaretz, if somebody makes a nether not to have enough from vegetables of the ground. Also Paris Haaretz, Umutter Bikimin Bepatrius. And it's permissible to have hanah from the mushrooms. But if he says he doesn't want to have any hanah from those things that grow from the ground, so then in such a case he can't have enough for mushrooms. So the halacha in the Darim is that we do not consider vegetables as one that a category that includes mushrooms. Yet at the same time, mushrooms are considered gedulei karka. So mushrooms are not vegetables, but they're still considered gedulei karka. Amar Abaye explains, Mirva Ravu Me'ara. They multiply and grow on the ground, but Minki Lo Yonik Me'ara. But they don't get sustenance from the ground. V'ha al dover shein gedula min ha'aretz, k'tani. Al dover shein yonik min ha'aretz. The Gemara asked, but didn't you say it doesn't grow from the ground? Where it says, no, Tani, learn, al davar shein yonik min haaretz, that it doesn't get nourishment from the ground. Hence the Gemara explains that mushrooms do not get a borei priya adama because it's not nourished from the ground. It multiplies from the ground. The bacteria, if I'm mistaken, causes the mushrooms to grow on the ground, but it doesn't get its sustenance from the ground. This has been backed up by science today, this part, that I can verify, and that is that mushrooms do not get sustenance from the ground, hence the bracha on mushrooms, many do not know this, is a shehakol. Bezer Hashem, we now completed the daf on daf mem, and now we go to the halacha section. Bezer Hashem, our first topic, la halacha from mem, emerges from the Gemara, which told us that there is a chiyuv to be botzea when there is melach by the table. Rava tells us 10 lines from the top of Mem Amud Aleph. Amar Rava bar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya eina botzea roshei liftzea ad sheviu melach oy lifsan lifnei kol echad ve'echad. There needs to be salt in front of every person. The Mechaber brings this halacha down. Lo yivatzea, says the Mechaber, in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Hei, ad sheviu lifan of melach oy lifsan, v'lapis boy prusas habitzia. And then the Mechaber comes along with the exception that we have as well in our Gemara Mem Amud Aleph also. V'imhi nikiya, if it's clean flour, oy mishu tbeles betavlin, or if either it's very fine flour, it's already been salted or spiced, in such a case, there isn't a chiyuv. From the language of the Mechaber would seem, and from our Gemara as well, that the idea behind the salt is that the salt makes the bread more edible, but if it's a very fine flour, a pasnaki, then there isn't any need. This is corroborated also by the Ramah in Hilchas Pesach. The Ramah writes that our minog is not to dip the matzah into salt because the salt is not necessary since the matzah is made out of fine flour. Interestingly, the Mechaber disagrees. It would sound like the machlokas there only is in Metzius. The Mechaber says that one does dip in salt, presumably because he doesn't feel that the flour for the matzah qualifies as pasnikia. There is, however, an interesting analysis that emerges within the language of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Kuf Samach Zayin Hei, Umikol mako mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach kodem sheyivtza. The shulchan is akin to a mizbeach, and the achila is like a carbon. And the pasuk says, on all karbanos, salt is brought. The Rambam here is introducing a different idea, and that is that the use for salt has another value, and it's because the shulchan is like a mizbeach, and karbonos were brought with salt. Rav Nevensal points out that based on this reason, there are some who do not follow the custom of dipping the challah three times into salt, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to say in Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Katan La Megimel from the Magen Avraham in the name of Kubal Mikubal. We don't know exactly al pi Torah Hanigla why specifically three, although that's what's said from the Kubal, but rather to sprinkle the salt onto the bread. And the reason for that is because that's how the karbanos were sprinkled. The melach was not used by putting the meat into the melach, but rather melach was sprinkled on top of the karbon. Of course, the basic nafkamina between the Mechaber and the Ramah is in regards to pas nakiya. From our sugya, it was mashma that if the pas is naki, there's no need for melach. However, according to the Ramah svara, so then, even if it's naki, there still is an idea to remind us that the shulchan is doma l'mizbeach. Another fascinating nafkamina that Rav Nevensal quotes in the Yerushalayim b'Mo'adeh Chelek Beis is from the Chsam Sofer. This is found in the Minhage Chsam Sofer Simen Hei Sif Yud Beis, that the Chsam Sofer claimed that on Shabbos there is no need for salt. And the reason for that is because the karbanos of the weekdays were not brought on the night of Shabbos. And since they were not brought on the night of Shabbos, there were no karbanos Friday night. Hence, there is no need for salt. Rav Nevensal now in his Ha'aros to the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Kuf Samach Zayin on this halacha on Siv Hei adds that this might also reconcile this Stira in the Ramah. On the one hand, the Ramah says that our custom is to put salt on the table because of karbon. Yet, the Ramah says that there's no need for salt when it comes to Pesach, for the matzah, because it's pasnaki. Wait a second, what about the idea that the Shulchan is domen the Mizbeach? However, if we point out the halacha is that, number one, Nidarim and Nidavas are not brought on Yom Tov, and number two, Ein Evarei Chol are craven by Yom Tov, that we don't bring the Karbonos of Chol on Yom Tov. And that itself is a psak. Earlier in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Nun Aleph, Siftes, that one does not say Mizmor Sod on Yom Tov, because there are no Karbonos of Nedarim and Nedavos, as well as there's no Karbonos of Chol. So then everything works out beautifully, almost. And that is to say that when it comes to Yom Tov, the Ramah's not worrying about Karbonos, because he's going with the Svara that we'd also seen from the Chsam Sofer. And that is that if it corresponds to Karbonos on Shabbos, those Karbonos are not going to be brought. Similarly on Yom Tov. But there's another reason, because of Pasnaki, says the Ramah. In other words, that you need to make sure that the bread is edible. Says the Ramah, when it comes to the matzah is considered pasnaki. This is an absolutely dazzling pshat in reconciling the Ramah. Ultimately, if you take a look at Rav Nevenzal's Aras Mishnah Berurah, he has some small questions on it. His last question is the strongest, that the Ramah actually introduces another reason. What will emerge is we will have three reasons for why we dip our challah into salt, or pour challah, or pour salt on top of our challah. Number one is because if we're choshish, it's not pasnaki. Number two, because the table represents the mizbeach. And number three, the Ramah concludes in Chav Sain Hei, v'hu megin min ha-peronos, and the salt protects us, chas v'chalila, from danger. Why does the salt protect us from danger? So this is a big mystery. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Lamed Beis says the following, a scary thing, a tremendous musr, and that is, we're wasting time, we're sitting, and we're not doing anything spiritually productive between from the time that we wash until we say Hamotzi. Comes along the Satran, the Chalila Satran is Mekatre, quotes the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Medrash. But the Bris Melach, the covenant of salt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made with us, by the Mizbeach, that is something that stands and protects us. So Rav Nevenzal argues that maybe the Bris Melach should still apply as a Magen even on Friday night or on the night of Pesach. Maybe we could argue that the Bris Melach only applies when the Halachos of Mizbeach applies. Hence, the previous Yishuv is an absolutely beautiful Yishuv, and this is the approach of the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer also argues that it could be there's no need for a Megan on Shabbos because Shabbos is Melizuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us on Shabbos, and we say from the Torah that we do not say the Brach of Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad because Shabbos does not require a Shmira. Ultimately, this Mahalach I love in regards to this. Reconciling the Ramah. Finally, Rav Nevenzal suggests from a Chacham Echad another reconciliation, and that is to suggest that the chiyuv of the carbon for melach is to put on the table, not necessarily to sprinkle the bread. And the Ramah, when he says you don't need on Pesach, is only describing that you don't need to eat it with salt, but the salt be on the table. I would have a few questions on this, and the first Mahalach, I think, makes a lot of beautiful sense. The Gemara on Daf Mem raises another fascinating halachic discussion, and that is, towards the beginning of the Amud, Rav Yehuda Merav said, "Asa la'adam she'achal kodem shiten machal lebehemtoy." It's prohibited for a person to eat before he's given food to his animal. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'nasati esev besadecha levehemtecha v'hadar v'achalta v'savata." First, you give to your animals, and then you should partake yourself. This is quoted in the Shari Tshuva. By the Shari Tshuva in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkatan Test, based on the Magen Avram in that same Simin Sifkatan Yudches, who first of all points out from the Sefer HaChasidim that this prohibition of our Gemara, Amim Amen Aleph in Brachas, of Asludim Kodim Shitin Lahemto, is Dafka Achila, but not drinking. And the proof the Sefer Chasidim brings is a brilliant one, and that is that Rivka said, Shesei, Vigam Gimalecha Ashke, that Rivka suggested originally that Eliezer should drink and then his animals drink. So this applies only to food and not to drink. The Shari Yeshuv and Sif Katan test continues that therefore one has to be careful what before one eats to make sure to give one's chickens to eat in order not to be over on the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. It is clear from the Shari Tshuva that he puts together the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. It's very logical that the reason why the Torah mandates that you should give your animal to eat before you, lest you should not come for Tzar Balei Chaim. This is as well the assumption of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Chashukei Chemed, who discusses many fascinating shailas in regards to a person eating before his animals. And I must add that because I don't consider myself proficient in this sugya, I will be following the lead of Rav Zilberstein, who assumes as well, like the Shari Tshuva, that the Gzeres HaKosav is built on the idea of the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. The question that Rav Zilberstein asked, that he discussed as well with his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, is the following question. What happens if an individual left his home and he planned to leave for a couple of days? However, after he went on the trip for a couple of days, he realized he would like to stay a little longer. He had left enough food for his birds for 2 days. Is it aser for him to eat on his trip before he arranges that someone else give food to his animals or birds? Does he have to curtail his trip because of this asmachta of Isser? Rav Zilberstein points to a beferish halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer. Simin Hei Sif Yudalit. The lashon of the mechaber is Kol Davar Hatzarech LeRefua O Shar Dvarim Lespa Be Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim. Anything that is necessary either for medicinal purposes or for any other purpose, productive purpose, is not part of the prohibition of Tzar Balei Chaim. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is, and this is the way Rav Zilberstein understands, that the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim is only if it will be easy to remedy, or if the action which produces Tzar for the animal isn't of unique need to the person. And therefore, the Mechaber concludes, V'lochei muter limrot noitzois me'avosois chayot, it's permissible to pluck feathers from ducks that are alive that you want to use for your pillow. You don't want to kill the duck right now because you want it to get fatter for later on to eat it. V'lekel mechash misum tzalei bar chayim, and you're not over the Yisr Tzar Balei Chaim. The Mechaber adds a beautiful conclusion, V'kol mokom ha'olam nimkom mikach, nevertheless, the world abstains from this because it is barbaric to the animal, and for that reason, if it's not absolutely necessary, even though there isn't Tzar Balei Chaim, nevertheless, one should abstain. The Gra finds sources in the Gemara. One place to look is Shabbos Kufnan Dalid on the base, that the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim falls away if there is a need for a person's parnasa. There are two important caveats. Number one, the Chazanishin Simen Memches Siv Katan Zayin writes that one is allowed, as the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Dalet on the Beis says, one is allowed to ride one's animal with heavy objects, even if it weighs down on the animal and causes the animal tsar. And the Gemara says, the Ritva in that Gemara explains that Tzar Balei Chaim as an Iser Derabbanan falls away if there is a Tzarech Adam. However, the Chazanish says that is only if it's the Derech to work that animal in such a way. The Derech is also to pluck ducks. However, if it's something that's abnormal, so then in such a case, then we do not say that Tzar Balei Chaim is Mutter. If it's not Derech Avoda, even possibly if it would cause the individual hefset. That requires more iyun. I just leave you the Chazon Ish Amar Makom. Number two, the other point, and this is much more practical in terms of the above shaila, is that the only time we say that Tzar Balei Chaim is mutter, letzorech ha'avoda, letzorech ha'parnasa, lederech ha'ragil, all of that is only if there's a real tzorech. However, if it's easy for the person to get around and thereby cause the animal to have less pain, it will be a dover pashut that that's what he'd be required to do, says Rav Zilberstein. What exactly is the hagdara of toreach that he has to do on behalf of his animal? Clearly, from our sugya, toreach means instead of allowing yourself to eat first, you have to make sure the animal eats first. But what happens if you're far away? Says Rav Yashuv, as quoted by Rav Zilberstein, kol ha'od sha'abal ha'chai b'merchak kazeh, sha'odam lo margish mitrad, va'kvede l'giyah alav, chayv li'tan lo ma'chol ha'kodam achila. So if it's not difficult, then you have to go yourself first and make sure the animal eats. Alo kishuv b'merchav. But if it's a great distance, shekashlo l'giyah alav, it's difficult to reach him, o beglal ha'otzos ha'kaspis, or the ha'otza'a kaspit, the expense, o biglal hatircha, in such a case, the halacha is that one is potter. Therefore, there would be a chiyuv for an individual, if it's not difficult to get in touch with his neighbors, to call his neighbors before he actually eats, to make sure that his animal eats. It should be noted that the Be'er halacha in that same simen, in Kuf Samazayin, Dibar Maskul Mekamakam, points out that the Magen Avram in simen Reish Ayin Aleph quotes the Tshuvas Maharam, who says that it's an Iser de Oraisa to eat beforehand. Hence, the term that we had mentioned earlier of Tzar Balei Chaim seemed to really fall away. But again, most of the poskim that we discussed above were assuming that the Iser is an extension of the Iser of Tzar Balei Chaim. Another fascinating point, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas, in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis, Simin Nun Beis makes a beautiful point, and that is that if it's usur to eat before one's animal eats, so then certainly, Ramosha says, that one's children, whose mezonos are aleichem, there would be a mitzvah to have them eat before you. And Ramosha claims, and that there, for children who cannot feed themselves, the mitzvah would be first to feed one's children, then the animals, and then oneself. Family life is a tremendous lesson of our midos on working on ourselves, not to think about ourselves first. Finally, what about fish? There is a chiyuv to feed one's animals. The Shari Tshuva quotes those who say the same applies to one's cat. What about fish? So the Tshuvas of Rav Yaakov Emden, Shelas Yavetz, in Simin Yud Zayin, brings rayos that dogim have the din of behemoth and ophos. One of the rayas is that the iser of sirus, of making the neutering the animal, applies to a dog, and the Shelas Yavis assumes that whenever the Torah says shar or chamor, that applies to fish as well. Therefore, what would emerge is that this halacha would apply to fish also. One should feed lechatchila, one should feed one's fish, Rav Zilberstein argues, before one eats oneself. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Mem.